Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study understanding our children.
Hallelujah,
so this morning we have learned with one another, we have to start to teach our children very young in understanding God's will.
So
And as parents, the most important thing is that as parents, we need to work in one accord.
那么父母亲本身要这个同一个心来做事。
Even though we have these three different diagrams, but it doesn't mean that B and C do not work.
那么虽然说我有三样的图案, 但并不是说 B 跟 C 就不行。
The possibility for B and C to work is less than A.
那么就是说呢, 但是 B 跟 C 啊, 要能够行得通, 机会比 A 还少。
But doesn't mean that B and C will also work in some circumstances.
但是有些情况 B 跟 C 还是可以做。
And then we also, as Christian, we need to be one flesh as a parents.
那么我们说基督徒呢, 夫妻就是同一体。
When we are one flesh, our children cannot divide us.
那么夫妻同一体的时候呢, 孩子就不能够, 分裂夫妻的关系。
Because we will be strong in the Lord.
因为我们在主里头, 我们是刚强。
And also for us, we need to, if we want to develop a good relationship with our children, we ourselves first must be close to God.
那我们要能够教养孩子, 首先我们本身要跟神很亲近。
But it doesn't mean that when we always kneel down and pray and read the Bible, this means automatically that our relationship with God, our relationship with our children become perfect.
但不是说我们读经祷告, 那么我们跟孩子关系就会很好。
Because it, even if we pray a lot and read the Bible a lot, but we also need to, you know, to learn how to develop a relationship with our children.
就是说我们读经祷告时间很长, 但是我们还是要学习,
And we can see, even though sometimes the parents are very spiritual, but their relationship with their children are not too good.
虽然说有时候父母亲他们很特殊, 但是跟孩子关系并不是很好。
When we read the Bible, this is to teach us the way of the Lord.
那么我们学习圣经呢, 就是说呢, 把神的道理, 来教养他们。
And when we pray to God, we have the power to follow the way of the Lord.
那我们向神祷告的时候呢, 我们从神得到能力, 能够照神的道理来做。
But if we don't go out there and practice it, and then all those things become nothing to us.
但是我们都是不好地去, 这个复制, 以行动的话呢, 那我们所学的就没有用了。
The same thing in relationship.
那么在关系上也是一样。
If we understand that Satan's always wanted to destroy a family.
我们知道说撒旦就是要来,
because a strong family makes a strong church.
因为一个强的这个家庭呢, 就能够强化一个教会。
And a strong church, we can live a life to glorify the name of God.
那么一个教会强的话呢, 我们可以过着荣耀神的生活。
And it's the last thing that Satan wants us to accomplish.
那么这就是撒旦最不愿意, 看见的事情。
So from the spiritual side, when we try to develop with our children, this means Satan also wants to divide us.
所以呢从这个属灵的意义上来讲, 就是说我们怎样子努力要建立, 但是撒旦呢, 一直要来分裂我们。
And the reason the GA requested this topic is pretty much nationwide because we've been having a lot of situations between parents and children.
那么美国总会呢, 要我们讲这个题目, 因为我们看见这个, 这父母亲跟孩子之间关系的问题。
And like I have shared with you, even you know, we have the email, right? ask@tjc.org.
就是我们在 TJC.O里面也有就是说 这个电子邮件的问题。
And some of the questions that the young people ask is really disturbing.
那么年轻人他们提出的问题, 看起来是, 就是让我们相当的觉得, 就是, 很困扰。
The reason is disturbing because it's really hard to believe this is kind of stuff they're going through right now.
为什么说困扰呢? 我们想象不到这就是他们现在在经历的这些问题。
So that's why we know Satan is behind all these things.
所以我们知道这背后, 就是魔鬼一切的工作。
So as parents, we fight against the spirit. That's why we need to use God to overcome Satan.
那我们知道这个关系的建立呢, 我们就是在灵里头的征战, 所以我们必须要靠着神。
Because a broken family will be a broken church.
一个破碎的家庭就导致一个破碎的教会。
Of course, we have to understand that our children are very unique.
当然我们要知道我们的孩子是非常特殊的。
Just physically, right? The face is different heights, different weights, so everyone is very unique.
就是每一个人都是很特殊, 不同的这个身高, 不同的脸孔。
But always try to find the strength in our children.
但是呢，我们要发掘就是在孩子身上的一个力量。
And always try to find the strength in one another.
而且彼此之间我们发得到互相的这个力量支持。
And only then we really can truly encourage one another.
那么这样子我们才能够彼此互相勉励。
And of course we need to listen to our children.
当然我们要这个听孩子的话。
If we do not listen to our children, how can we understand them?
如果是不听，那我们怎么了解他们呢?
If we don't listen to one another, how can we understand one another?
如果是我们不听对方，我们怎么了解对方呢?
But at the same time, understand that listening doesn't mean we are agreeing with them.
但是呢，我们听，并不是表示说我们都同意他所说的。
And make sure you do not let our personal feelings, our emotional feelings, block our hearing from that person.
那么不要让自己的感觉阻扰了我们当听的这个耳朵。
And understand what they say.
所以要了解他们说的是什么。
This means when the children say, I am bored, this means inside their heart that they feel empty.
孩子说我非常的无聊，意思是说他心里头有虚空的地方。
If they say they are bored, we continue to give them toys to play, these can never fill the emptiness.
他们觉得无聊，那你继续供应他们玩具，那没有办法解决问题。
If they say they are bored, then we understand that they feel empty, then we can find the right thing to fulfill their heart. Of course, that is to draw themselves closer to God.
当这孩子非常无聊散漫的时候，我们知道他内心有虚空的地方，那我们要提供属灵的帮助，让孩子能够跟神更加亲近。
And when people talk to us, listen to the message and not the messenger.
当别人跟我们说话的时候，你好好听一下他所要传达的信息是什么，而不管是谁在跟你讲话。
So don't, again, don't let a feeling block our ears.
所以呢，不要让自己的感觉来阻扰了我耳朵。
And we have to understand what's on their minds.
要知道说他心里头的话是什么。
Especially with the young people.
尤其是年轻的孩子。
Their thought is not our thought.
因为他们的思想跟我们不一样。
And the way we look at things is very different from the way we look at things.
那他们看事情的看法跟我们也不一样。
But if you don't understand their thought, and then we will not understand what's on their mind.
你若不了解他们的思想，你根本就了解不了他们的心。
But at the same time, if we understand what's in their mind, then we know exactly how to resolve the problems that they have.
你若是了解他的心，那你就能够帮助解决他的问题。
Before we can understand what's on their mind, we need to pay close attention.
那要了解他们的这个思想呢，你要好好的听。
Especially if they're younger.
尤其是更年轻的。
They really want to talk to us, develop good relationship with us, want to pay attention, us to pay attention to them.
那么他们真的要跟我们好好的沟通，需要我们去听他们的话。
But if you don't have this kind of relationship when they are young,
但是呢，他们年轻的时候，你没有跟他有一个沟通的关系的话，
then when we get older, when they get older, we want to talk to them, they also will not want to talk to us.
那么他们年纪再稍长，当我们想跟他讲话的时候，就没机会了。
And also acknowledge what being said. Acknowledge what is being said.
那么而且要就说要。 他们说了些什么，你一定要点头。
Ask them, how do you feel about this situation?
问他说，那你这个情况之下，你感受是怎么样？
Is this how you feel when you say that you are bored?
当你觉得你说很无聊散漫，这真的是你的感觉吗？
Then for little kids, and then they can describe how they feel.
那么就是小孩子，他也可以来讲一下他的感想。
Most of the time, even though they describe how they feel, but you still don't understand how they feel.
虽然说呢，他们讲了，但是你还是不了解他们的感觉。
But at least we are there to develop good relationship with them.
但是呢，你就在场，而且呢，你就是在跟他来达成好的沟通关系。
And it's always good to praise our children.
那么很重要就是你要跟他们有适当的赞赏。
And always good to praise one another.
彼此也要彼此互相赞赏。
Because every single day we already hear too many negative things in the world already.
因为每天在社会上听到都是很负面的消息。
For example, we watch TV.
比方说你看电视。
Most of the commercial will tell us, hey, you're too fat, well, you need to lose weight.
很多广告说你这个太肥胖了，你要减肥。
And then look, you need a new house, but your house is not big enough.
说你要买个新房子，你房子不够大。
And maybe the way you speak English is not too good, so learn, you know, to speak from this program.
他说你英文不好，所以你要学这个节目。
So every single day we are bombarded with all the negative aspects of life.
所以每天呢，我们给这些负面的这些消息疲劳轰炸。
That's why when we see one another, we have to encourage one another.
所以当我们大家彼此见面的时候呢，要彼此赞赏对方。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ when he saw the disciples were so weak.
就像主耶稣看见门徒很软弱。
He asked them to pray with him to encourage him during that time.
主耶稣要求门徒跟他一起祷告。
But they all fell asleep.
但是他们都困倦睡着了。
But by the time Lord Jesus Christ came and you say, come on, let's go. We must go now.
主耶稣说, 起来我们走吧,
so he did not rebuke them.
所以主耶稣没有责备他们。
But he just asked them, why you cannot stay up with me even for 1 hour to pray?
主耶稣问他说, 为什么你不跟我警醒, 片刻呢?
Just like Peter when he denied Jesus.
像彼得他这个否认主耶稣。
When Jesus saw him again, Jesus did not say anything to him.
主耶稣看见彼得说，主耶稣也没有责备他什么。
But ask him, do you love me?
主耶稣就问彼得说，你爱我吗？
This is for Peter to reflect on himself.
就是让彼得有一个反省自己的机会。
So praise is always a wonderful thing for us to do.
所以赞赏对方, 就是我们应该常常做的事。
Especially with our young children.
尤其是对年轻的孩子。
A lot of time our young children, they go to school, this many people will tell them the negative stuff about them.
这个年轻孩子上学的时候呢，有很多人讲就很负面的消息。
That's why many of them they suffer through peer pressure.
所以呢，年轻的孩子他们有一个同情的这个压力。
Especially when the children sometimes you know they're not so tall, they're not so handsome. Maybe there's something wrong with them, so they really go through a lot of suffering.
所以比方说孩子他并不是很高或者是英俊潇洒。 那么无形当中他就受了很多的这个指教。
But then when they come home, we also give them some negative feedback to them.
但是呢，他回到我们家，我们还是给他一些负面的感想。
And then, well, of course, they will feel very unhappy.
那么这样子的话，他们一定是很不高兴。
So to praise one another is a very wonderful thing.
所以这个赞赏对方是一个很好的事。And
it's not what we say, but it's the way we say it.
但不是说我们说一些什么，而是我们怎么说。
Sometimes when we say hi to one another, for example.
比方说我们说大家招呼说 hi.
And they ask, hi, how are you?
我们说 hi, 你好吗?
And then if someone say, oh, and yesterday I'm not doing too good. By the time they explain themselves, you already walk away already, right?
那么你问他说你好吗? 他说我昨天是很糟糕, 他还没讲完你就走了。
So in other words, when we say pray, sometimes we don't mean it.
所以有时候我们赞赏对方，但是我们并不是真的心里就有意思这样说。
For example, next time when someone do something good for you.
比方说下一次有个人做一个好事。
If a husband be work.
比方说呢，这个先生工作。
And a lot of time our wives also work.
那么这个太太也上班。
But when you come home, the food already prepared there for you.
但是呢，先生回来，这个桌子上这饭食都准备好了。
And you really just look at her in her eye, you say, oh, thank you so much for dinner.
你看这个太太对他看着他眼睛跟他讲说，谢谢你为我准备这么好的晚餐。
It's a guarantee next time the dinner is even better.
我可以保证下一次的晚餐会煮得更好。
But if we come home, we sit down and get me this, get me that, why the food is not too good, this and that, it's very difficult for our spouse, right, to be motivated to do something else for us.
但是你坐下来，你嫌这个嫌那个。 那很就说很难让你的太太呢，感觉得到鼓励，会努力的做。
Why do so many men they spend so much time at work?
为什么很多丈夫呢，他们花长时间工作？
Actually, because they don't want to go home.
因为他们不想回家。
Because when they go home, maybe sometimes the spouse is, you know, more tough than their boss.
因为他们回家以后，他们配偶比在上班的老板还更凶。
Because sometimes, of course, it's natural because maybe, especially when a wife have 2-3 children to take care of, right? When the husband come, she, you know, complain a lot, nag a lot, so the husband just don't want to be home, right?
有时候太太呢，在家里还带两三个小孩，又上班，所以先生回来，他当然就有很多的抱怨。
But as a family in Christ.
但是呢，既然是在基督里头的家庭。
When we go home, we see our wife work so hard.
我们回家看见太太这么努力工作了。
We just, you know, try to comfort her and strengthen her and encourage her.
所以我们应该要安慰她，鼓励她，而且让她感觉这个有力量。
And when her husband come home from work.
那么先生上班回来。
Ask him, how are you doing? How is your work?
说你工作情况怎么样？你好吗？
Even though he just said, oh, it's okay, whatever, right?
他说都可以了。But
he knows that you care about him.
但是你这样问，他知道你关心他。So,
but this is very important.
所以这是很重要的。Of
course, avoid the button, don't let criticism swarm our praise.
所以呢，就是要避免，就是说你的太多的批评，来完全沉默了你的赞赏。
When we say something positive, don't follow up with a but to make it negative.
讲了一个正面事，那你不要说但是，这个让这个但是把前面肯定的事情都消灭掉了。
And last of all, argue with our children.
再来就是跟自己的孩子在那边争执。
We should never ever argue with our children.
事实上我们不应该跟孩子有任何争执。
Because how can we argue with children that are so young, much younger than we are?
因为他们年纪这么轻，你怎么去跟他争执呢？
Because if they are younger than we are, so this means their mentality and their thought is not the same thing as ours.
因为他们是不是像我们有这么这个。 这个很成熟的这个理智。
So we argue with them, this means we bring ourselves to the same level as they are.
所以我们跟他们争吵的时候呢，就是我们降低我们自己的人格了。
But rather, we always have to be a step ahead of our children.
但是呢，我们总是要在他们之上才对。
But a long time as parents, we always want to win.
但是做父母亲想都是我一定要赢。
But if we have in a situation that we have to argue.
那么你若是真的在一个情况，你一定要跟他这个好的辩论一下的话。We
get to stay calm and in control.
那么这个那个情况呢，你要冷静，而且你要能够控制自己。Our
children expect this from us.
因为这就是孩子对你至少有的期待。Let's
look at Proverbs chapter 15.
我们看箴言的第15章。
The book of Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1.
箴言15章的第1节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1.
箴言第15章第1节。
A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
他说回答柔和使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
This is a great wisdom when we argue with a person.
所以当我们跟人家在争执的时候呢，这一句话是很有智慧的话。
Because it says here, a soft answer turns away wrath.
说回答柔和的话使怒消退。
But a harsh word stirs up anger.
但是言语暴力会触动怒气。
So this means when we argue with one another.
两个人在那边辩的时候,
and when we argue with our children,
或者是跟孩子辩的时候,
but we have to talk really soft.
我们讲要讲得很柔和,
and when we so nice, when we talk so soft, then they have nothing to argue about.
那么既然我们用这么柔和的回答, 那他没有再跟你有什么争执。
And as parents, learn how to admit that we are wrong.
但是呢，父母亲有时候要学习承认自己错。
And the same thing relationship with our spouse.
跟自己的配偶也是一样。
Sometimes men, because we are very manly, we never want to admit that we are wrong.
有时候我们太多这个男子气概，所以我绝不承认自己错。
But the minute we admit that we are wrong, and then you can see our spouse has nothing else to say.
但是呢，你若是那个时候承认自己错。
If we don't admit we are wrong, and then the argument will go on and on, and the argument will go on and on and on again.
你都不承认错的话呢，那么这个争执一直会持续下去。
So that's why when we have to argue, we stay calm and in control.
所以需要争执的时候，但是呢，你要能够保持冷静，而且讲话柔和。
And chapter 16 verse 32.
这个箴言16章的32节。
He who is slow to anger is bad and the mighty. And he who rules his spirit, then he who take a city.
说不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如启程。
And like we mentioned earlier, this kind of teaching is not only with us and our children, but also with us and one another.
这个不仅是提到我们跟孩子的关系，就是我们彼此之间也是一样。
Say he who is slow to anger is bad and the mighty.
说不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。
Because sometimes even though you are mighty, if you're not slow to anger.
但是你是个勇士，但是呢，你不懂得。 不轻易的发怒的话,
you will pick trouble with a person who is even more mighty than you are.
那么你跟对方他是比你更有勇力,
but,
那么就有争执了。
But if we are soft-hearted,
但是呢，若是我们是柔和心地柔和的话,
and then if we talk very softly to that person,
那么用柔和的话跟对方讲,
even the mighty, actually we can bring them down.
所以说他是比你更有勇士。 但是呢，我可以把这个争执拉下来。
Like one time when I was in Boston.
有一次我在波士顿。
And you know, there's a brother. This brother, he's about 6'2". He's quite a tall brother.
有一个弟兄呢，他是差不多六英尺， 62寸。
Yeah, no, he's not me, right? He's not me.
他不是我。
So this brother, one time, he was going to go play golf.
那么那一次呢，他想去打高尔夫球。
So I went to pick him up.
那我要接他。
And all of a sudden, when he closed his door, and then he carried his golf bag, and he just went out of the door, and he hit this guy. He's like 6'6", right? He's a very big guy. He hit him.
他背着这个高尔夫球袋，那他要关门的时候呢，这个高尔夫球袋就打到一个六尺六寸的一个比他更高的人。
And the big guy got so upset with him.
那么那个人就很不高兴。
And he called him all kind of names. Why are you an idiot? Why are you, you know, swear at him stuff? Why don't you look what you're doing?
就骂他很多难听的话。
And the brother, he just say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry."
但是这个弟兄就说啊，非常抱歉。
But his wife, who was with him, he was so angry.
但是呢，这个太太跟他同行呢就很生气了。
He's like, "What's the matter? You're not a man."
他会说，难道你不是男生吗？
Why don't you stick up for yourself?
你应该为自己辩护才对。
He swear at you and he look down at you and you make him, you know, it feels so horrible.
他骂你是个傻瓜白痴，但是你都不为自己争辩。
But of course, that time I was there also.
那个时候我也在场。
And I say, thank God you marry a husband like that.
我跟那姐妹讲说，感谢神啊，你嫁了这么好一个丈夫。
I say, I don't think that he was afraid.
因为我想不是说他害怕。
But he knows the other guy can beat him down, right? He's smart.
但是他是很聪明的。
But even if he be angry and say, what are you going to do? Maybe both of you are going to get beat up, right?
因为如果他也跟他生气的话，那两个人打起来，你也被打了，不对吗？
But if you find a man, most men cannot back down like this. Even if they are so scared, even though they are so small. When someone looks down at us as men, we can't handle it, right? We want to fight back.
常常男生呢就很难做得到这样子，因为你若是感觉你被侮辱的话呢，你就不能够忍气吞声了。
For me, for sure, if that guy say that kind of stuff to me, I don't know what to do, really.
因为我若是被人家用这样的辱骂话讲我话，我不知道怎么处理。
Not because I'm mighty.
不是说我是比他更勇气。
Because I'm too proud of myself. I don't want people to look down at me.
但是重要就是我太骄傲了，我不希望别人轻看我。
But that brother, he doesn't care.
但是那个弟兄好像不介意。
What, he can say whatever he wants to say, but you know, he feels safe and he feels confidence with himself.
所以不管对人怎么讲，因为他自己本身有一个自信心，他自己能够。
So sisters, if you marry a husband like this, really should praise him.
所以呢，你都是找到这么一个好的先生，你应该赞赏。
And don't call him a chicken.
不要讲说他是一个 chicken.
But rather, he have a strength to overcome his soul by his inner person.
而是说他有内在的这个力量，能够胜过外界的这个。Because
he be able to rule his spirit.
因为他知道他怎样子来制服己心。Because
naturally, someone look down at us, we want to fight back.
因为当别人轻看我们的时候，我们总是要打回去。But
to back down is very difficult.
但是呢，那么要能够就是说退一步，那是很难的事。
And chapter 17, verse 27.
17章27节。
He who has knowledge spare his word, and a man of understanding is a calm spirit.
他说言语寡少言语的有知识，那么性情温良的有聪明。
So a lot of people who speak less, actually they always perceive they have much more knowledge.
所以很多就是比较寡少言语的人，事实上他们是更有知识。
And a person who have great understanding, their spirits always will be calm.
因为一个人他有很多的了解，那他的里面呢总是很安静。
Because the reason this is because they know themselves.
问题就是说，因为他们知道自己。
They can understand whatever you know people speak. It doesn't matter to them.
不管别人怎么说，对他们来讲还是没有关系。
They don't feel hurt.
他们不感觉到被侮辱。
So a lot of time we really cannot control ourselves because we have low self-esteem. This means we don't view ourselves very highly.
很多时候没有办法控制自己，也就是说呢，我们对自己有太低的评价。Look
at Moses.
我们看着摩西。
Even though many people complain against him.
虽然很多以色列人抱怨摩西。
You're not the only one that God chosen you to lead us.
他说摩西，你不是单一个这个领导，神要你来带我们的。
But Moses knew himself.
但是摩西他了解自己。
That's why he never said anything to them.
所以摩西不回答任何的话。
Because he knew that God would speak for him.
因为他说，神会为我。
The same thing with our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣也是一样。
People maybe talk many bad things about him.
很多人在这个主耶稣的背后讲很多坏话。
How can he be a Messiah? He's come from Bethlehem.
说他怎么会是弥赛亚？因为他是从伯利恒来的。
How can he be the Son of God? He's the Son of Joseph.
他怎么说他是神的儿子呢？因为他是约瑟的儿子。
How can he be this mighty Savior? He's only a carpenter's son.
他怎么成一个全能的救主呢？因为他只是一个木匠。
A carpenter's son is lesser than a carpenter.
一个木匠的儿子比一个木匠还低。
But our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't care.
主耶稣他好像不管这些。
Because he knows who he is.
因为他知道自己是谁。
And the reason why he come to earth.
他到地上来。
So that's why for us, we really should never ever argue with one another.
所以事实上我们不需要彼此争吵。
And the people out in the world, we have no time to argue with them.
更提到这个世上的人，我们更没有时间跟他们争吵了。
Even though sometimes we really you know, have that feeling someone doing something wrong to us.
有时候我们感觉到说，这个别人实在是太对不起我。
And don't always be a winner.
但不要想说你一直都是个赢家。
Because sometimes as parents, we always want to win a conversation over our children.
因为做父母亲想说，我一定要是跟孩子讲话，我一定要是一个赢家。
And the same thing with the relationship.
关系上也是一样。
With our wife and husband, with one another.
跟 太太跟先生啊彼此关系。
When we talk and we discuss about certain things, we always want to be the one to end up having the last word because we want to be the winner.
我们总是不放过对方，我们要讲最后那一句话，证实说我们是赢家。
But learn from our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是要学习主耶稣。
When he was crucified on the cross.
主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Many people mocked him, make fun of him.
很多人在那边那个讥笑主耶稣。
Another word they say, look at such a loser.
他们说，看了你是一个大败家。
He called for many people to help him, but no one come to help him.
他要求很多人帮忙，但是没有人帮忙。
And he proclaimed he's the Son of God, but he's nothing.
那么他。
But even that time, even though many people thought he was a loser, but they didn't realize actually he did all this to win all our soul to himself.
So
that's why as parents we need to be a step ahead of our children. If you know about fishing,
你都是懂得钓鱼的话,
especially ocean fishing.
尤其是在海上去钓鱼。
If you go to ocean fishing, you catch a fish, you never reel in right away.
你抓到鱼的话, 你不是马上上钩。
If you reel right away, the line will break.
你这样一直上钩的话呢, 你的线就会断了。
But rather you reel it in,
但是你就让它下去,
and you let the fish go.
让鱼再游一段。
Because then at the time the fish think that he's winning, right? He's getting away. But actually, when you let him go, then you pull him back.
那么让鱼 认为说他是赢了这个钓神，但事实上那个时候你再把它钓回来。
And after this, our children become, the fish become so tired.
那么这个时候呢，那个鱼啊就疲倦了。
Then on the end, you just reel them in very easy.
最后呢，你就把它钓起来了。
It's the same thing with us in relationship with our children.
我们跟孩子关系也是一样。
Sometimes we have to let our children think that they are winning from us.
事实上让孩子想一想说，事实上他赢过我们了。
But on the end, we are the one having control over things.
但是呢，到最终啊，还是我们能够掌控这个局面。
Just like a lobster trap. Lobster trap.
For
example, the opening of the trap is very big.
这个开口是很大,
but on the, it's like, I don't know how to, but it was very big, but on the end it's very small.
Right? 但是呢，后面那个洞就很小了。
So when the lobster see the big opening, he thinks like, oh, he can be able to get the food, but he goes in, and then he goes in, and all of a sudden he gets stuck there in the trap.
所以这个杜利，他认为可以抓到里面的食物，他一进去，但是呢就被陷在里面了。
And then there's no way out.
就出不来了。
So in our relationship with our children, it should be like this.
我们跟孩子关系应该是这样子。
Because most of the time, our children do not know what they're doing.
因为大部分时间就孩子不知道他们做什么。
But at the same time, we need to know that what they're doing is a great effort.
那么让他们知道，whatever
they're doing is a great effort on their part.
Effort.
Yes, effort.
但是呢，让他们知道他们都是努力的在尽他们的角色。
Just like the fish, he thinks that he's being loose, but on the end, actually, he's on the hook still.
所以呢，你让那个鱼啊，事实上它是被钓上钩了。 你让他认为他赢，但事实上你是把他吊起来了。
So sometimes as a children, make them feel they have the freedom to do this, to do that.
所以呢，有时候你让孩子感觉说他有这个自由做这个做那个。
But on the end, we have totally, completely control over them.
但是最终呢，我们能够掌控整个局面。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, the way he teaches us as a heavenly father.
像主耶稣他教导我们，是做天上的父。
Many times we want to go here, want to go there. Yes, he allows us to go here, go there.
很多时候我们要做这个做那个，那么主耶稣让我们这样做。
But on the end, he fulfilled his purpose.
但是最终呢，他能够达到他的心意。
Just like the Israelites.
像以色列人。
His goal is for them to reach the land, the promised land.
因为神要是以色列人能够进入这个应许的美地。
But it took 40 years for them to get there.
但是呢，要经过40年时间才到美地。
But on the end, they became very humble.
到最后呢，他们就很谦虚。
How do we know this?
我们怎么知道？
When they left the land of Egypt.
他们离开埃及的时候,
you can see many of them, they are dancing and singing, they really, really loud praising God.
他们离开埃及, 很多人这个高声, 这个歌唱跳舞来赞美神。
Because their faith during the time is still very small.
当时他们信心还是很小。
But when they, after 40 years,
但是40年之后,
when they enter the city of Jericho,
他们要进这个迦南, 这个耶利哥城的时候,
can you imagine during time if it's 2 million people during that time?
你想想都是那个时候是200万人的话,
can 2 million people can go, right, 7 days without saying one word?
你想想说这个200万人绕这个城7天不讲一句话,
actually is impossible.
这是做不到的.
But because God have trained them to listen to Him and do according to His will, so they will be able to do it.
但是神已经训练他们，让他们能够照神的旨意做，所以他们就做得到了.
So because of this, the city of Jericho, even though so strong, was broken up because of the chosen people of God.
所以说耶利哥城虽然说很难坚固，但是呢，为选民的缘故也
And let's go quickly. Let's go quickly for a Q&A. Is 15 parenting tips to help us get through the day.
那么这个我们现在来提到这个就是问题跟回答的事情，有15样就是做父母亲的我们该想到的一些秘诀。
This tip is also good for our relationship with our spouse.
因为这些秘诀呢，跟就是说夫妻之间关系也有帮助。
With our friends, with whoever.
或者是跟我们朋友，或者跟我们别人也都一样。
So when our children come home from school today, smile when he or she walk through the door. Do that for several days in a row, and our kid will actually look forward to coming home.
就是说，当父母亲呢看见这孩子从学校下课回来的时候呢，你要对他们有笑脸。 那么你这样子连续做几天以后啊，孩子很自然的想回家。
So when the children come home, you open the door for them. Hey, how are you? You know what's going on, right? Just feel excited to see them.
你看见他们回来，你就很高兴说，哎，你怎么样啊？这个这样子。
When they come home, hey, put your bag down, go do your homework, right?
他们回来，你说你把书包换下来，就好去做功课吧。
It really would disencourage them. They don't want to come home.
那么这样子的话呢，就对他们是很不好，那么不想回家了。
Like if we are working and we go home and our spouse is waiting for us, and our spouse, you know, when we go home, our spouse didn't say anything, just making faces and stuff, I'm sure we don't want to be home.
你说你想你回家的时候呢，你的配偶不等你，看到你的话都拉了很长的脸，也不跟你好好的讲话打招呼。 那自然而然你就不想回家了。
I mean, just like my dog is quite amazing.
就好像我的狗也是很奇妙的。
It doesn't matter what day, what time, how late it is. Every time I open the door, she's so happy. She's there, right? Waiting for me to come home.
不管是哪一天或者是多晚，我回到家，她总是很高兴的看到我们回家。
Even though sometimes we're in a bad mood, we're tired, just like, oh, Sandy, get away, right? Get away, you know? But we know that she's there greeting us, happy to see us.
虽然说我们有时候很疲倦，希望叫狗让开一点，但是呢，它总是很高兴的等我们回家。
So next time our children try to be funny, laugh.
那么下一次就是孩子他们就说他们转一些欢堂可笑的时候呢，你就跟他们一起欢笑。
Actually, sometimes in children, I mean, they try to be funny, but what they say really is not funny to us as an adult, right?
他们假装欢堂可笑，但是他们所说的不会让你笑出来。
Just like some brothers and sisters, they love to tell jokes, but their jokes not so funny.
好像有些弟兄姐妹想讲笑话，但是笑话一讲出来又不好笑。
That's why when I talk, and sometimes the brother, he always laugh, and then he tell me, oh, the reason I laugh is I just want to stay awake, right? Not because your joke is funny.
有一个弟兄跟我讲说，不是你笑话讲得特别好听，但是我总是笑得大声一点，因为我笑想是不睡觉。
But whatever works, you know, go ahead, make them feel like, even I don't know he's trying to wake himself, but I feel like, hey, he's laughing, so you know, I feel more energy to talk.
但是我看见他笑出来，不管他觉得好不好笑，我是总是觉得，我就更有精神可以讲下去。
But as Asian parents, we don't laugh too much, really.
但是我们亚裔的这个父母亲好像不会笑。
We are always very serious.
因为我们都是太严肃，太认真了。
So even our children try to be funny than that, but hey, you know, whatever, right? You know, because we are too serious sometimes.
虽然说孩子他们想装一些欢腔可笑，但是你太认真了，你笑不出来。
But children, they need to laugh.
但是孩子们他们需要笑。
They need positive energy that comes from us.
他们必须要呢，从我们身上找到一个正面的这个。
If you always feel sad when they come home, I guarantee you, 1 or 2 weeks later, when they come home, they also feel sad.
你都是常常就是拉着脸，好像很沉重的心情的话呢，我可以保证你2个礼拜之后，你的孩子回来也是像你一样很沉重的心情。
And the third thing, make a list of all the things our children do that make us mad. Now go through the list and cross off all the stuff that does not really matter. Save anger only for those things which have lasting moral consequences.
你可以把你孩子让你生气的事情都写下来，然后呢，每一条慢慢的勾掉，除非呢，留下就说呢，这个跟有点这个持续下去，违反这个我们这个道德力有这种负面影响，你才保持下来。
So I'm sure that our children do many things that make us upset.
我想孩子一定做很多事情让我们很生气。
But don't fuss over the thing that is so little.
但是呢，对那些芝麻小事，你不需要动大怒。
But the things that do with our faith have more consequences. That's the thing we need to put our foot down.
但是若是有违背这个信心原则的话，那我们就要更正。
Just between our spouse.
那么这个夫妻之间也是一样。
Maybe our wife, our husband do many things that make us upset.
这个有时候呢，夫妻之间，夫先生或者太太做很多事让你觉得很生气。
But just let it be, right? Thing is not important that has not pertained to our spiritual life.
但是呢，没有你想象的这么严重啊，若是没有影响到我们信仰生活的话，那些芝麻小事不值得你去大吵大闹。
I'm sure that my wife she's been learning that to do that with me, right?
我想我太太大概也学了很多这种事情，尤其是在对我上。
And for me the same thing too.
那对我也是一样。
So because of this, if you have 10 problems, then we're looking for one have more consequences. If there's none, then we have no problems.
比如说你提到说十大问题，但是讲起来。 九个都不是问题，那最后一个跟我们信仰也没有问题的，那都没问题了。So
for take our children out for breakfast or lunch once a week, promise ourselves that we won't use that time to lecture and nag, just listen and talk about good stuff.
答应我们的孩子呢，带他们吃去吃一个午餐或者晚餐，而且答应他们不在吃饭的时候责备他们。 那只要就说让他们有这个说话的机会，我们可以好好听他们说话。So
this means, I mean, even though some of our children, maybe they like McDonald's, right?
比如说我们有些孩子喜欢这个麦当劳。And
because a lot of kids like McDonald's.
因为很多小孩子喜欢麦当劳。
So we really make this plan to take them out, actually, even though McDonald's not good for them, right? But if we want to do it for them in the sense that to develop the kind of relationship with them.
虽然说我们知道麦当劳并不是健康食物，但是呢，要跟他们发展更良好的关系，那我们还是带他们去。So
wherever their favorite place, we can take them.
所以他们想去的那些地方，你应该带他们去。
Even though the food is not too healthy, but more importantly is develop for us to develop relationship with them.
关系并不是说那些食物，而是重要说你有那个时间跟他们发展这个好的关系。
But during that time, just talk about positive stuff. Don't nag, don't say this, don't say that, but rather just try to develop good relationship.
那么讲一些正面的事情，不要牢骚，不要唠叨。
Just like when you go out with our wife and husband.
这个跟先生太太也出去也是一样。
If you have in-laws watching the children, just really one night, just go out with our wife or husband and really have a romantic dinner and just talk really about positive stuff about one another.
I like it though. 他说，你若是有岳父母在家里看你的孩子。 那你跟你跟太太就出去度一个晚上呢，比方说去吃个很罗曼蒂克的这个晚餐来发展彼此间关系。So
Sister Andy, you heard Uncle Sam, right?
We haven't done that for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's overdue.
Even vacation is overdue.
So really, take this time really to go out with one another. It's very important.
所以呢，能够夫妻出去。 有一个自己的时间是很重要的。
One time I was talking to a pastor.
有一次呢，我跟一个传道人讲话。
He was saying, our family and stuff, we really don't get along too much.
他说我们家里实在是没有好的能相处。
And this pastor is very spiritual.
那么这个传道人他也是很属灵的。
And I asked him, when the last time you have dinner with your family?
那问他说，你上一次跟家人吃晚饭是什么时候？
He's like, what, dinner in church or dinner outside the church?
他说是在教会吃晚餐呢，还是在家里吃晚餐？
I said, dinner outside the church.
我说在外面，不是在教会吃晚餐。
We never have dinner together.
他说我们从来没有吃晚餐，在一起吃晚餐的机会。
And the children also.
那么孩子也是一样。
Of course, if you don't take time to do this kind of stuff, and then it would be very difficult.
你若是不特别花出一个时间来这样做的话呢，那这个关系是很难相处。
Of course, when we come to church, we are pastor.
比方说没有错，我们到教会我们是传道人。
When we go home, we are husband, also a pastor.
我们回去，我们虽然说还是传道人，但是我们也是丈夫。
But we cannot be pastor in church, pastor at home, pastor everywhere, and then the people live with us. They can have a really a bad time. Why? Because pastor is praying and reading the Bible all the time, right?
你不能在教会当传道，家里也是当传道，什么地方都是当传道。那么这个传道只有读经祷告而已。
That's why one time his sister asked me, like, Rudy, I don't know, we as Christian, we really is full of suffering.
所以有一次啊，有个姐妹跟我讲说，我们做基督徒好像我很受苦哎。
And she's, I like, what do you mean?
啊，我说你是什么意思啊？
It's like the pastor always tell us we have to read the Bible every day, pray to God every day, and then we have no time to do anything else.
啊，他说这个传道跟我们讲说，天天要读经祷告，那我除了读经祷告，其他都没有时间做别的事了吧？
I was telling him, oh, this pastor is very special. So
我说你这个传道是很特殊啊。
It's everyone else. We want to reach that point, but it's very difficult. So don't worry about it.
他说每一个都想达到那个程度标准，但是做不到了，所以不要去关心他。
So as a Christian, don't really. For us as a Christian, God makes so many beautiful things out there for us to enjoy, especially our family.
尤其是我们做基督徒，世上神造了非常好的、美的事情，要我们去享受，尤其是一个好的家庭。
You go out to the park, you see a little girl and a little boy running, your toddler walking, running around. Oh, they are so joyful. Until 5, ask our children to play his or her favorite music.
就是呢，第五点就是说，邀请我们孩子呢，来听他最喜欢的音乐。
So together, listen and discuss the music with him or her.
然后呢，跟他在一起也听那个音乐，然后跟他讨论一下这音乐。
And find out, you know, he or she likes it. Why does he like it so much?
然后呢，就你发觉他为什么他特别喜欢这音乐。
Because a lot of times as parents, hey, don't listen to that, but we have no idea what's going on. Why?
常常我们做父母就禁止说不可以听那个音乐， 但是不晓得是什么音乐。
Don't play that video games. We don't know why.
你不要去玩那个电动游戏，但是你也不知道是什么。
But if we say, okay, don't do this because, well, let me describe because of this, because of that, then the children are like, wow, you know what you're talking about. That's why as a pastor, when we go to the new church for the first year,
那么所以呢，这个新的传道人到一个新的教会去的第一年，
we never ever recommend to change anything.
就是说呢，我们不应该改变太多的现状。
Because if we change things the first year, because we have not enough experience in church, we don't know what's going on when you change, maybe actually you change for the worse, not for the better.
因为你新到一个地方没有经验，对当地不了解，那你要改变这些事情的话呢，反而更多问题在。
But rather first year, just observe and plan to see what's going on. Then the next 2 years, try to implement different ideas, different approach. Then the last 3 years, apply to what we have implemented.
所以第一年去呢，你就好的观察，好的这个看看情况，然后在第二年、第三年的时候呢，你再提供一些可以改进的这个事情。
The same thing with brothers and sisters.
那么这个关系呢，跟弟兄姐妹也是一样。
Sometimes some brother they love to play video games.
有时候呢，这个弟兄特别喜欢电动游戏。
And for me, say, hey, don't play the video games, but I have no idea what the video game's all about.
那你跟他讲说不要玩这电动游戏，但是你不晓得他玩什么。
But most of the time, I don't know what they're about. There's so many games.
所以大部分的时候呢，我根本不晓得那个电动游戏是什么。
So 6, think of something positive we can say to our children today and say it.
那么第六点就是说，我们要想一些，就是说比较正面，我们可以跟孩子说的话。
This is very important.
这是很重要的事。
Because like I said before, our children hear many negative stuff in the world.
因为这个孩子已经听到很多负面的事情了。
But we have something positive to say, just say it.
但我们有些正面事可以跟他讲，你就应该讲了。
And also with one another too.
彼此之间也是一样。
Hey, you have nice haircut today, right? It doesn't take much.
说你今天头发理得非常好，等等。
Oh, nice shoes you have on.
你穿了一个很漂亮的鞋子。
Even though it seems really, you know, random stuff, but actually the person will take it to heart, and they will feel joyful.
虽然说你讲的是还是一些芝麻小事，但是听的人 让他们感受就不一样了。
And then 7, put a love note from us or our children's backpack or lunch sack.
第七点就是说你写一些对孩子一些爱的言语爱的话呢，然后放在他的这个午餐里面呢，或者是放在他的背包里面。
So we pack lunch for our children, really put a love note, right? Oh, I miss you, I'm thinking about you to our children. They're really happy when they read that, really joyful.
你跟孩子准备午餐的时候，你甚至把这些 关怀的或者是爱的话呢，写在纸条里头，然后放在他的背包，或者是这个午餐里面。
And the,
他吃午餐的时候读到这些，他的感受特别好。
And the same thing with our spouse.
跟我们的这个夫妻之间也是一样。
And I'm TT program, right? My wife, he usually write me a letter. I still keep it, right?
那为了我就说为了准备这个题目呢，我把我的太太写给我的这个我都保持下来。So
this letter was written in September 22, 2004.
这是我太太2004年9月2号跟我写的。And
she began, she wrote like my love, right?
她刚开始就说我的爱啊。
How can you not be so joyful even though you suffer so much in TTP, but you read this letter, you just feel so joyful, right?
所以你在这个神学受了这么多的苦，但是你听到这个给你写这个，你就得到很多鼓励了。Actually,
yeah. I mean, my wife doesn't know, but I read this quite often, the letter, right? Because it's just very touching to me, right? During that time.
我太太可能不知道，但事实上呢，这一张信呢，我读了很多次，尤其我是在念神学院的时候。
As couples and you know even with our children, with our family, do this kind of stuff is very beneficial.
所以呢，就是做夫妻之间，或者是父母亲跟孩子之间呢，你就多做一点事情，一定是很有意思的。Then
A, before we criticize our children's behavior, try remembering the Lord's teaching. Chances are it will help us communicate better.
在我们还没有批评这个孩子他们的行为之前呢，我们要记得主耶稣的教训。 那么这样子呢，会帮助我们彼此有更好的沟通。So
when our children come home with a B instead of A,
孩子呢从学校拿成绩单是拿 B 不是 A 的。We
try to teach them about the, you know, we try to, you know, rebuke them to get an A.
你都是骂他说你应该拿 A 才对。Then
you go back to the biblical teaching.
但是你又回到圣经教训。Actually,
it has nothing to do with the biblical teaching, right?
当然跟圣经的教训没有关系。But
rather, Jesus said, right, don't worry too much about the things of this world.
但是呢，问题就是说，我们不应该太关心这世界上太多的事。But
this is a good way to for us to think and reflect when we communicate. We will not, you know, overdo it, right? To rebuke our children, to criticize them.
但是这个原则呢，可以帮助我们就是说呢，不会太多的批评我们的孩子，而且可以改善这个彼此之间沟通的关系。
And then 9, love our spouse, a strong family provides security comfort to teenagers.
然后就是我们要爱我们这配偶，因为有一个健全的一个家庭的话呢，可以带来尤其是teenagers十多岁的孩子呢，他们感受到他们有一个安全，而且有得到安慰的感觉。
This is so important for the children to know that a spouse love one another.
尤其是对我们就是未成年的孩子。
Because when they see that we love one another, they feel, wow, their parents are so strong.
因为他们看见我们夫妻彼此相爱，他们就觉得说，他们关系是很好的。And
then they feel the security and the comfort from parents.
那他们从这个父母亲呢，就得到这个安全跟安慰的感受。So
I had to rush this a little bit.
我需要再赶一点时间。And
respect the children's privacy.
要尊重他们的隐私权。
Of course, when we talk about respect our children's privacy, it doesn't mean that, you know, we let them lock the door, don't let us go in. No, it's not that way.
尊重他们的隐私权，并不是说让他们就把门锁住，你都进不去。
But rather privacy, this means like, you know, when they talk on the phone, we don't need to listen to them.
这个隐私权，比如说他们在电话都讲话的时候，你不需要去听。
If they have a little box, they want to keep something of themselves that is private, let it be, it's okay.
他们都是有一个小箱子要藏自己的东西，就让他们这样做吧。
But we don't need to go out, you know, and really, you know, being so, you know, being strict with everything. We don't give them any kind of leeway, any kind of, you know, privacy at all.
你不要说每样事情你都是这么严厉的管理，给他们有一点自由都没有。
So he loves to communicate our plans to our children frequently, let him or her know where we are, when we are home, or where we're doing. They set a good example that will encourage them to do something as the same things for us.
我们对我们的计划呢，跟孩子要常常的有很好的沟通，所以呢，就知道说我们在哪里，我们什么时候要回家，我们在做什么，那我们这样做呢，就是给孩子一个很好的榜样，让他们也知道着这样做。
So when parents go out, just tell the children, "I will be home at 9 o'clock."
比方说，你就跟他讲说，我9点钟会回家。Then
for sure, when our children go out, they also will practice the same.
下一次孩子要出去，他们也会这样做。Just
between spousal relationship.
就是跟这个夫妻一样，配偶关系也是。When
husband go out with his friend, they say they'll be home. I'll be home about 9, 10 o'clock.
比方说，这个先生要跟朋友出去，他说我10点就会回来。When
the wife goes out, she will do the same.
那么以后太太出去也会这样做。
Then last of all, be patient with our children. Growing up takes time, but they will grow up.
就是我们对孩子必须要有耐心, 因为他们要成长，长大成人需要点时间，但是他们一定会长大成人。
See, this is not the last one. We say 14, right? Yeah, four, two more.
啊，还有。We
say 15. Oh, 15. Okay, 15. Learn to trust our children more. Then the more we trust, we give them, the more we are opportunities they will have to prove themselves trustworthy.
第十三点就是说我们要能够更信任我们的孩子，因为我们对他们有更多信任的话呢，我们就让他们有更多的机会能够证实自己可以被信任。Actually,
this 13 definitely worked for me as a person. This is the way I am.
怎么第十三点呢？刚好就是指着我。If
my parents totally trust me,
比如说父母亲对我完全信任。And
I will prove myself even more that I'm trustworthy.
那么我会证实呢。
Actually, I think it's also the same for most people.
我想这对大家也是一样。
When we give them really to trust them, they can do good job, they can do this, they can do that, and then they will prove themselves that they are trustworthy.
若是我们信任他们能够做好事情的话，那么你就给他们机会，让他们学习，能够使自己成为能够被信任的人。Keep
a sense of humor. Healthy families are laughing families.
第十四点就是说你要保持幽默感。 因为一个健康的家庭呢，是常常有欢笑的家庭。
So what is the statistic? Say when we frown, it takes so much more muscle than we laugh. I don't know what statistic. Ha, you know, you remember?
说你这个打皱纹的时候呢，你需要花更多的这个能量在你的脸上。你笑的时候还不需要花这么多能量。
So when we frown, it takes so much more muscle.
因为你皱纹的时候呢，你需要很多的这个肌肉才有。 合作才能够作文。But
laughing and smiling take very little muscle.
但是呢，你笑的时候呢，就不需要。As
a person who laugh a lot and smile a lot, they always look much younger.
所以呢，常常笑的人，他看起来就很年轻。
It's really, you see a person who's always laughing, going, you know, always talking and cheerful, they look much younger.
所以一个人常常有笑声的话呢，他自然看起来就很年轻。But
also when you're laughing, you send the same kind of chemical into your body. And make it more healthy.
那么你自己欢笑的时候呢，你事实上呢就给你身体传导一种化学作用，让你会觉得更年轻。
I think there's a ministry out there, laughing ministry. So they just go out and speak, preach the gospel and make everybody laugh, right?
有一个就是使人欢笑的一个团队，他们讲的道理是让他觉得好笑的。
Yeah, and then 15.
第十五点.
Pray daily for our children.
每天为孩子祷告.
Remember, God loves them even more than we do.
我们要记得神爱他们比我们爱他们还更多.
The same thing with our spouse.
对我们这个配偶也是一样.
For sure, God loves them more than we do.
因为神爱他们比我们爱他还更深.
Because God died for them.
因为神为他们而死.
And God died for our children.
神也为我们的孩子而死.
We have not died for our children.
我没有为孩子而死.
And we have not died for our spouse.
也没有为自己呼气而死.
Even though we think we can.
我们想说可以做得到.
But we haven't yet.
但是我们还没有做得到.
So this means God really loved them more than we loved them.
所以证实说神爱他们比我们爱他们还更深.
So this is pretty much, so I have to rush a little, but the time goes by very quickly.
因为时间过得很快，所以我就很赶快的讲了这些原则。
So we go back a little bit. Let's take 10 minutes for Q&A.
我们在复习很快，然后至少有10分钟可以这个问题回答。
This question doesn't need to be concerning you, but if you ask question for somebody else.
现在问的问题呢，不是说一定是你要问的，或者是你为别人问也可以。
Any thought, any comment that we feel that it's
有没有什么想问的，或者你刚才有一些想法，你想要表达一下自己？